There we are. That's David Jordan. It's Peterborough's 106.8 Light FM, Saturday with Keith and Claire. And it's 22 minutes to one, Leeds and Posh. Carry on. We have with us Band of the Week, Children of the Revolution.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you guys?
Let's start with the introductions over that side.
I'm Rob, and I sing, and at the moment I'm playing bass as well in the band.
I'm Dan, and I'm filling in today for the guitarist who's not very well.
Yeah, he's not.
Because you've had a bit of a problem, haven't you?
Well, with the gig coming up on Saturday, we've struggled to find a guitarist because, yeah, our guitarist is not very well. So I'm sure he's listening. Hope you get well soon, Mick.
So how does this work then? Because, I mean, you know, obviously some of these numbers are not so easy to do. Is it just because, you know, guitarists have got their own language so they can actually just sort of work with each other?
Yeah, I mean, I gave a few people a call and I didn't really think of Danny because I normally think of him as
he's
a singer.
He's your last choice then?
He's a singer. Well, yeah, kind of. But in a nice way. He's a singer by trade. But he's a good guitar player as well, and it came to me last night, last thing.
Okay.
I was so going to be on here on by you myself. Then, Danny,
no yeah. pressure. No.
Now, the reason we got you in today is because, you know, today of all days is because you are at that gig tonight,
yep.
Dedication 6. You must be big fans, therefore, of Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, definitely. We were just chatting outside. It was great to meet Philomena.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's quite emotional for me, I think, you know, just to meet the mother of the great man, sort of yeah. thing, one of the rock gods of all time. But you, nevertheless, are named after a song from another group.
Yeah, we're named after a song by T-Rex. Which we don't play. A lot of people ask us to play it. We don't ever play it. I think it's a bit cheesy, but we took a name of Children of the Revolution because it's a song we like, and because we're quite young on the scene as well. We're all sort of early 20s. It sort of seemed fitting, really.
Why is it? Because you youngsters, when you start to really sort of play music, you still lean back to those days of the sort of 70s, late 70s, late 60s.
A lot of people ask us that as well. They sort of say, you know, how do you know about these songs? Why do you play these songs? Why aren't you playing sort of the modern stuff, which a lot of people do play? Simply because that's the music we like. It's the music we grew up listening to. And the reason we got together as musicians originally was because we liked that kind of music from the 60s, from the 70s. Our origins for music all came from the Beatles and the Kinks and the Stones. So we just play music we like.
So did your you say it's what you listen to as you grow up. Did your parents used to tie you in a chair and say, you will listen to this?
not exactly.
Nearly.
I've got, I just remember from being younger, you remember certain songs, which obviously when you start playing guitar, they come back to you, and you remember even more, and you get into them even more.
Okay. Do you think as well it's because they were properly played instruments, so there wasn't the electronic influence and the mixing and all the rest of it that went on, it was played?
I'm sure that's got something to do with it. There's something about when you hear...
You could replicate it.
Yeah, when you hear the Kinks, you really got me, and you think about when they used to slice the leads to get that distorted sound, it's just so...
Raw.
Original and raw, yeah.
Absolutely. Right, now you've got two numbers to do for us. Is it a T-Rex, a Thin Lizzy, or what?
Well, we're going to start with a Thin Lizzy one.
Yeah?
And it's just, well, sort of the song that got me into Thin Lizzy in the first place. I think it's actually a cover, but Thin Lizzy did it pretty well. We'll do Rosalie first.
Rosalie, absolutely. Here we are, Band of the Week, Children of the Revolution on Light FM. This is Rosalie.
See, she'll see you later. No one ever disobey her openly. She knows music, I know music, do you see? She got the power, my teen queen Rosalie. Plastic comes from all the corners of another world. She's so fantastic. She's everybody's favorite little record girl. She knows music, I know music, and do you see? She got the power, I got the power, Rosalie. Rosalie, terrified. She makes the choices, then you'd best be smiling when it's choosing time. She knows music, I know music too, you see. She got the power, she is a tower, Rosalie. Rosalie. Rosalie.
Well done.
Children of the Revolution, Rosalie. Is that a number you're going to be doing tonight, Dan and Yaxley?
It is, yes.
It is.
Yeah, it's my favourite.
I think it's a crack. It's a rocking record, isn't it? Absolutely. Yeah. Where's the best local venue and why, really, is one of our questions. We always like to put people on the spot. What do you reckon, Danny? What for you? Where's the best local?
Local? Like bands? I think there's a couple that are really proactive. The Met Lounge and The Park.
Okay.
If you want to see bands on a regular basis, they're the place.
And what about pubs? What's your favourite pub?
Pubs? Oh, God, there's so many, aren't there?
Where do you like to perform? The Cherry Tree. You like to perform there?
The Cherry Tree's great. We've played there a few times. It's a great place to play. I mean, recently, sort of out of the way, in Caster, there's a pub called the Prince of Wales Feathers.
Yeah.
If anyone's ever been there.
They do a lot of music.
They absolutely love music over there, and we've always said, we think we've done about 5 gigs there now. It's an absolute great place to play. We love playing there.
Okay, now, if you could do the ultimate gig anywhere in the world, where would you like to appear on stage performing in front of a massive crowd, a small crowd, whatever? Where would your ultimate gig be?
Probably, I don't know, that's a tough one. The Whiskey in LA.
The Whiskey in LA. Whiskey and Go-Go.
That's it.
That's right, yeah. In LA. On the streets.
Supporting Elvis.
Supporting Elvis. That'll do, because that was the next question. That was.
So you'd support, and what about you, Rob?
I think I would go a bit bigger. I'd play Rio, the Rockin' Rio Festival. I'm not quite sure where it is. Yeah. I've seen it a few times. It's about 250,000 people.
That's on the beach, isn't it?
I think so, on the beach.
Stones did it there. And, who would it be with?
I'd definitely support Guns N' Roses in their heyday.
Yes, absolutely.
You've got a fan for life.
I saw that.
Neither of you fancy a Wembley moment, then? You know, if it came along, you wouldn't turn it down.
I wouldn't say. I see what I was doing.
If I could
pencil it in.
That's right, yeah. I saw Guns N' Roses at Wembley. It's a good stadium to see a band like that, actually. Oh, it's lovely, yeah.
I've seen Queen play there. I've got the DVD of that.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Now, you've got two numbers to do for us. What second number are you going to give us?
Well, the only T-Rex song that we do actually play, we normally play it first, it's 20th Century Boy.
20th Century Boy. Nice one. It's a toss-up between Children of the Revolution and 20th Century Boy for my favourite song.
Yeah.
So here we go. Here we are, Children of the Revolution, 20th Century Boy, Band of the Week on Light FM.
Say it's good. Everybody says it's just like rock and roll. Well, I move like a cat, I charge like a ram, I stare like a bee. Babe, I wanna be your man. Well, it's plain to see you were meant for. I'm your toy, your 20th century boy. Well, my friends say it's fine, my friends say it's good. Everybody says it's just like rock and roll. I fly like a plane, I drive like a car, but ball like a hound. Babe, I wanna be your man. Well, it's plain to see you were meant for me, yeah. I'm your toy, your 20th century boy. 20th century toy. Wanna be your boy. Century toy. I wanna it's fine, my friends say it's good. Everybody says it's just like rock and roll. Well, I move like a cat, I charge like a ram, but sting like a bee. Babe, I wanna be your man. Plain to see you were meant for me, yeah. I'm your toy, your 20th century boy. 20th century toy. I wanna be your boy. 20th century toy. I wanna be your boy. 20th century toy. I wanna be your boy. I wanna be your boy.
Thank you very much.
Children of the Revolution, absolutely brilliant. And can I just say, considering we had to sweep in at the last minute and sort of, you can't have rehearsed that very much together.
Well, yeah, oh, I
learned it today.
Yeah, got around
both songs today.
That was about 11:30, I think. And,
look, he's got little notes written down and everything.
Little
that
notes.
Was brilliant.
The ink's still wet on those.
V3E. You see, they're real musicians.
Yeah,
aren't
they're proper musicians. They read music and everything.
Listen, guys, that was absolutely wonderful. Now, if anybody wants to come and see you next, then we know where it is. It's tonight, isn't it?
Yes, 7:45.
7:45, you're on stage. Are you going to be playing that one or not?
We will be playing that one.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I haven't quite
and how did it feel doing it acoustically rather than electric?
Well, we were going to do a Time of Your Life by Green Day, but that's, you know, actually acoustic, so, you know,
yeah,
we'll be compared next to it, I think. So we decided to go with one that's normally quite rocky, and I think it breaks down quite nice.
Yeah, it does.
As soon as we started playing it, I thought that's
absolutely wonderful.
Nice.
Was it a challenge to put it together? Because some of the bands, how often do you do something acoustically and unplugged?
I mean, never.
I
wouldn't say I'm a guitarist, actually, but I've managed to sort of play a bit today, and Danny used to do a lot with Stingray.
Yeah, loads.
He's done a lot of gig stuff over the years, so... But, yeah, not
you
much anyway.
Rocker,
yeah. Old rocker.
Now, if anybody wants to book Children of the Revolution, how can they do that? How can they get hold of you?
We are on the internet, and there's all our contact details and gig listing and everything's on there.
What website would you put?
Childrenoftherevolution.net.
Oh, wow, that's cracking, isn't it?
It's nice and
you're lucky to get that one, aren't you?
We were, yeah.
Absolutely, childrenoftherevolution.net. Not difficult, is it?
Now, you've talked about you like some like music from sort of the past, if you like, but at the moment, in the current music scene, what floats your boat at the moment?
I just bought the Kings of Leon album, the new one that's come out, and that's really, really good.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, the new single off.
Danny, you sort of same sort of thing?
Yeah, there's loads of good stuff out at the moment. I like Queens of Stone Age, Foo Fighters, Killers. Yeah,
all the proper bands
again. I really love Avenged Sevenfold. I don't know if you've heard of them. Big American.
Shall I pretend I have?
Yeah, just say yeah.
Yeah, massive. They're wonderful.
The reason we
they sound like Guns N' Roses.
You see, the reason we asked that question is Keith remembers those names, and then when he's trying to chat up young women, he uses those names.
Right,
he actually hasn't got a clue what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But he uses
it's
you for his information.
It fails because I use things like, do you like Boyzone? it doesn't really work.
Doesn't have the same sort of punch.
That's right. Now, this is the killer question. You're in music for whatever reason, and we'd like to know what that reason is. So here's the killer question.
Yes, are you in this music scene? Are you in it for A, the money, B, the fame, C, the music, or D, the women? So money, fame, music, or women, Rob? Careful what you say. Can't see a wedding ring, but be careful what you say.
She's listening, though. I'd say it's somewhere across all four.
Would you?
I mean, if we class women as fans, or people who sort of appreciate you, which is, I think, why we started. We wanted to get established on the scene and have people follow us around and really enjoy what we do, which we have now, which is our sort of the main thing about being in a band, especially sort of locally.
It's just a tip. But should you say to your other half that you only class the women as fans and you feel you ought to because of that, that won't work.
No. He was trying to be fair. He was you're digging in a hole now. He was trying to wriggle away
from
that.
It's not going to work. No. What about you, Danny?
I'm in it for everything. Yeah, the whole lot. women, music.
And you've got it.
Yeah. And my wife's listening as well.
Oh, of course you.
Yeah. She knows me.
Well, listen, guys, it's been great for you coming today, and we hope it goes well tonight and in the future for Children of the Revolution. Band of the Week on Light FM.
Thank you.
From the Light FM News Centre, I'm Carlo Fiorentino. We're being urged to avoid falling victims to burglars in Peterborough in the coming winter months. The city's largest housing association's up for a national award. And who's Jamie Oliver upset this time? Find out in the news at 1:00.